Ray Foley on Today FM.
Let's move on to happier thoughts, more optimistic, more positive vibes. As JP still basking in the afterglow, aren't
huge,
you?
Look at you there. I'm giddy, is what it is.
Basking there like an absolute.
I've been smiling for 24 hours.
Tell us why you're smiling, JP.
Well, because yesterday, our great rivals Meath came to Croke Park with big hopes. And they were dashed by Louth, the wee county, Leinster Football Champions 2025.
Wow.
Yes, thank you.
Do you know what your county colours are? Because this, you've never mentioned Louth GAA ever in the 26 years we've known each other. But please go ahead.
Well, look, GAA I know is a point of hurt for you as a Mayo man, Ray, so I don't bring it up.
Because I'm the one that's always talking about GAA.
You're a flag flyer for the GAA.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Red and white are the county colours. Thanks for asking, Ray.
You had to look that up.
I didn't, actually.
Red and white, and you're thrilled for the boys in red and white. As a boy of red and white yourself, you're absolutely delighted.
Fourth final in 15 years, finally got over the line. Delighted for the lads. Great bunch of lads.
Do you know any of them, I suppose?
I don't. I was trying to look at the names going, Lennon, Mulroy. I know these names are familiar, but
Not a single one. Okay. Yeah. But you're celebrating today the victory.
Another entry in Louth's long roll of honour.
Go on.
So around 500 AD, Setanta, handy with a hurl.
Setanta wasn't a Louth fella.
He was not. He absolutely was.
He was not.
I'm telling you, the history
books. You can't claim Setanta.
Well, I can, because he was from Louth. Anyway.
All right, well then, Cú Chulainn's from Balnair.
Cú Chulainn is Setanta.
No, he's not.
They're one and the same person.
You can't say that.
So anyway, Louth man Setanta, soon to become Cú Chulainn, killed the Hound of Cullen.
Oh yeah, Where was the hound from?
Well, he was from Roundabout, but it happened in Dundalk.
What Roundabout? A Roundabout outside Drogheda.
It all went down in Dundalk. No confirmation if it was outside the Supermax at 11 p.m. on a Saturday. Not too sure.
What is the four lamps? Five? How many lamps were there in the chipper?
The four lanterns.
The four lanterns.
And I worked there, by the way.
Wow, okay.
Anyway, moving on. More successes. 1934, big year for the county. St. Bridget's Shrine at Fahart in Louth, named Ireland's official national shrine of St. Bridget for the whole country. In Louth.
Wow.
Where St. Bridget was born, by the way.
Hang on, St. Bridget wasn't born in Louth.
Yes, she was.
Come on.
That's why there's a shrine there. Don't question Louth's achievement, Foley. Steve Staunton. Oh, what a man. 1988 makes his debut appearance for Ireland against Tunisia. And the rest, as they say, is history. I went to school with some of his brothers.
What, you did
so
not?
So it could have been me.
It could have been you.
It wasn't me.
You could have been a Staunton.
Yeah. You're going to like this. In 1995, are you listening, Meath fans? Pierce Brosnan becomes the first Louth man to play Bond in GoldenEye.
There we go.
Proud man of Drogheda, born in Drogheda.
What?
No, yeah.
He says it himself.
I don't care. Look,
Pierce Brosnan here. I'm from Navan.
Pierce, you're entitled to your opinions, but you're not entitled to your own facts. You were born in Drogheda, Louth man.
Fake news.
Louth James Bond, GoldenEye 1995. Still the best Bond, in my opinion. As a fellow Louthman, I say that. 1999, July 19th. The first McDonald's opens in Louth. Huge moment for the county.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
You have to give me this one.
Was it a drive-through? Or was
no,
it...
but we do have a drive-through now.
Oh, times have changed.
It's beside the Tesco.
Guys, it was a different time.
It's beside the big Tesco.
It was a different time.
July 2000, the Coors had a number one song on Top of the Pops. It was their first UK chart topper. Can you name the song, Rick?
Was it? Oh, hang on.
2000, July, come on.
Runaway.
Go again.
Ah, balls. Love to love you like you love me.
So many good songs. Go again.
Was it Breathless?
It was!
That's down the road from the initial Coors success. The Coors originally appeared on Beverly Hills 90210. And I'll never forget their appearance because I was like, oh my God, they're Irish and they're on Beverly Hills 90210!
Bringing us a bit closer, more recent history.
Yeah.
June 2003, one of the finest bridges in the country opens. It's the Mary McAleese Bridge. Now, it might be mostly on the Meath side of the border, but it's definitely a Dundalk/County Louth bridge.
A bridge in Meath named after Mary McAleese.
Yeah.
Where's she from?
Somewhere up north.
Not from Louth.
Not important. The bridge is in Louth, though. And then, of course, yesterday, when the small matter of the Leinster Football Championship was wrapped up, and we won.
Wow, incredible.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
That's all. And you, of course. JP, of course, will be Louth.
One of the lesser
achievements. Question mark? I said I was reading an article this morning that someone from Ballinau won a Pulitzer Prize.
Wow.
From where I'm from.
Right. Recently or like...
Like he's a, you know, I don't know, he's a young guy. He just won a Pulitzer Prize.
That's an achievement.
Yeah. I'm talking about, should you keep your ketchup in the fridge? Your man's been to war zones.
Wow.
Great. Right. I'm delighted with myself. Just take a long, hard look at yourself.
Ballina's 51st favourite son.
Ray Foley on Today FM.